The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Every year, the Grace Evangelical Society has a national conference in May. Next year, 2025, will be May 19th through the 22nd. You were invited, but today we're going to take you back to last year's conference and visit with a couple of attendees so that you can be encouraged by that. The Grace Evangelical Society offices in North Texas. We'd love for you to know more about us. Find out more about that conference at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Now here's Bob Wilkin along with his guests, Jonathan Crowe and Diane Getty.
All right, welcome to Grace and Focus. I'm here with Jonathan Crowe. We're at the GES 2024 National Conference. And Jonathan, you've taken several courses from our online seminary, right?
That's right, I have.
Which classes have you taken?
So I did two each semester. This semester I did New Testament survey and then tough text. And then last semester I did soteriology with you.
Yeah.
And theology proper.
Okay. What is your work? What do you do for work?
So I work with printers. I do support installations and supply management.
Yeah. And how have you found the seminary classes? Because you take these classes remotely, so you're not in the presence of the people who are teaching or the other students. Have you found this helpful?
I have. I mean, definitely there's the discussions, so you can bounce ideas around each other, and I can ask anything. Kind of an open discussion is how I think most of the classes are formatted.
Yeah, and it seems like, and of course, you know, I'm just on the other side talking, but it seems like from reading your papers, other people's papers, hearing what they say in class, that you're really picking up this stuff. Do you feel like you're getting a good grasp of, say, theology proper or pneumatology or Christology or, like you talked about, New Testament survey or soteriology, the doctrine of salvation? Have you felt like you've gotten a good introduction to these ideas?
Yes. I mean, we don't shy away from any passage or any topic. So I think the professors have done a great job covering the information. A lot of it is, you know, on you to keep up with the reading and, you know, pace yourself with outlining the paper and doing that. So it is on you to do that. But yeah, I've definitely learned a lot. There are new ideas that I didn't consider before, and it's definitely challenged some things. So you will have a great experience going through this program.
Yeah. With the papers, were you doing mostly the 250 to 500 word papers?
Yeah. So I felt it was kind of a challenge even to make shorter papers than longer papers because, you know, you're trying to be concise. So from my memory, I think it was a short paper every 2 weeks. And then the classes have a longer paper as, you know, the final. And that would be maybe 1,000 to 2,000 words.
Yeah. So what was your college background?
So I have a degree in history, a bachelor's. When I first graduated, I thought I would try teaching, see if that was for me. So I was an educator for 2 years. And then I tried marketing. I did some writing.
So when you go from, say, college, and what school did you go to, by the way?
Mercer University.
Oh, Mercer. Do you find this comparable in terms, or is this easier or the same, or how is it? Of course, it's different because you're not in class doing this remotely, but do you find it comparable in terms of challenge?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'm only taking two courses each semester, and I think the benefit here is, you know, you can go at your pace. So I did two. I know some people did five courses at once. So that is a challenge, balancing it. But as far as the workload, you know, you're reading sometimes, you know, two or three chapters of a textbook, and then you might read the passage in the scripture, and then, you know, you have to outline your paper. You can't do it all in one night.
Yes.
So it is definitely comparable. You know, you get background from the context. You get different interpretations. You'll hear other side, the other point of view, and then you'll hear the Grace point of view. And then, you know, you have kind of the freedom to put it together in some papers. Some papers are more defined in what you have to write about. But overall, I've definitely enjoyed it and felt benefited.
Well, I appreciate the fact you're talking about outlining because that's dear to my heart because, you know, I get a lot of these papers, and sometimes students will write a paper, and the paper is well outlined. And, of course, it's only – you're right. It's harder to write shorter than it is longer. But I get these papers that are 500 words or thereabouts, and if there's no outline, it's kind of stream of consciousness. it's not really connected. So I appreciate it when there is an outline because then there can be, you know, two or three points – and they logically hang together. And that's one of the things we're trying to teach the students in our classes is not only are we trying to teach them how to understand theology and how to understand the scriptures, but we're also trying to teach them how to think, and we're also trying to teach them how to write. Because, like, I was a biology major in college, and when you study biology, you learn about analysis, but you don't learn much about writing. So I came into seminary with the analytical part, but the writing part I had to work on.
Oh, no, I did a ton of writing as a history major. And I actually kind of the added benefit was I was familiar with the formatting. We used Chicago Manual, which is pretty close to Turabian. So.
Right. Very good. All right. Well, thanks so much. And we're going to do in the second part of today's show, we're here at the National Conference, and we have a young lady who's a first-timer here at the conference. We call them newbies.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes like faith alone for eternal salvation and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
Okay, I'm here with Diana Getty. She's a first-timer here at our conference. How have you been enjoying it so far?
It's been amazing. I was saying that I thought that free gracers were like unicorns. I wasn't sure if they really existed.
Yeah, no, we got a few of us here. Yeah, that's right. And you are a grad student, what, at University of Oklahoma?
Yeah, that's correct.
And what's your major?
So I'm getting a Master of Professional Writing. So essentially it's creative writing, like writing books.
And also you're not only first time at our conference, but you're new in the faith, right?
Yes, I became a believer about 1 year ago.
So how did that happen?
Well, I was agnostic for all of my life, and I just became really curious about Christianity, and I asked a lot of people why they believed in God. And then I started watching a lot of sermons on YouTube. And initially, I found out about like work salvation and listened to a lot of John MacArthur just because he's so popular.
Right.
But it was frustrating because I never got any assurance from it. I kept, you know, every pastor seemed to say you have to repent of your sins, or you have to show some kind of evidence of works in your life.
Right.
And I never knew what that meant. And then I was recommended another video where a pastor was preaching free grace. I'd, of course, never heard anything like it. And then I commented on that video and I said, I'm just seeking the truth. Is it true that all I have to do is just believe? Somebody responded and said, yes, you just rest in the finished work of Christ.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was almost scary to believe that at first.
Yeah.
So I asked, so what should I do with my life? And then he said, just live a life that's pleasing to God, but just understand that Jesus did all the work on the cross.
So at that time you gained assurance of your eternal destiny?
Yes.
And were there any particular verses that stood out to you at the time?
I don't remember any particular verses, but now I would say in Ephesians, where it says that salvation is just a gift and not of yourselves.
Ephesians 2:8-9.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By grace you've been saved.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great verse. In fact, that's the verse I came to faith in when I was a senior in college, a little bit younger than you were when you came to faith. So what have been the highlights for you so far? Today's day two of the conference. Day two is done. So you've had 2 days worth of conference. Are there certain thoughts or messages or insights that you've gained through being here in the last 2 days?
Honestly, everything is great. And, you know, I've just been absorbing everything and meeting lots of amazing people. And I don't think I can think of anything in particular, but everything is just, it's just great.
Well, you know, the thing is, when I came to faith in college, it was all new to me. But the thing is, I've heard people say it's kind of like drinking water from a fire hose because you get so much when it's all new and the language is new and people talk about dispensationalism and, you know, you can be like, well, I haven't been trained. In fact, I had been a believer for about, I guess, let's see, 6 years when I went to Dallas Seminary, and I don't think I'd heard about dispensationalism, and here I was a seminary student. But, well, what would you recommend to friends to come to a conference like this?
Absolutely, because it's like many people have said here, that is that there aren't any free grace churches around them. And I have the same problem where I am right now. There aren't any free grace churches within driving distance. And I've met people from all over the country and they say the same thing. So it's great for us to all just come together and meet each other and just fellowship.
Yeah, and you're in what, Norman?
Yeah.
Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a concern for a lot of our listeners, is that they don't live within close proximity to a church that's clear on the free gift of eternal life. You know, like you mentioned, Ephesians 2:8-9, that it's not of works. There are so many that proclaim the other way. But one of the things we encourage people to do is to consider becoming part of a home church or starting a home church. But another thing you can do, and I know you told me you've taken advantage of this, is you've like listened to some of the videos that you can see online. We have a YouTube channel, Grace Evangel, and we have little 8-minute videos. Ken and I do 6 to 10 minute videos. And then we have a website, faithalone.org. We have lots of articles and things. So you don't just have to come to our conference to get these things. But what about fellowship at the conference? Have you found that helpful to interact with other people here?
Yeah, that's been great. And I really appreciate having like the young adult fellowship. And I think tonight there's a women's fellowship.
Oh, cool.
So that's been great. I'm just so happy to see all these people here. And it's a great turnout.
Yeah. So you had a young adult fellowship last night?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, very good. Well, thanks so much, Diana and Jonathan earlier. Appreciate both of you and glad you're here at the conference. And I can tell you, I'm encouraged by people who are here, whether it's their first time or their 20th time. It's always encouraged me to interact with other people who have the vision for the grace of God, that it's a free gift, that we can't lose it. And what do we always remember?
Keep
grace
in focus.
Amen.
We would love to know where you are when you are listening to us. Please take a short minute to send us the call letters of this station and the city where you are listening and how many times a week you listen. Thank you. You will be helping us with our stewardship. Send it to radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other free grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our next episode, we return to our question and answer format, and we hope you'll join us. In the meantime, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.